Hi, friends. Before we get started, do you know your number one marketing asset? Have you ever thought about that? No matter what kind of business you have, whether you're a coach, a consultant, maybe you host events, maybe you offer a service or even products. Have you thought about what your number one best marketing asset is? Well, I'm here to tell you today that it's you. And if you're not leveraging it, you're missing out on attracting your right people and actually growing your business. You're stalling the growth of your business by not leveraging you. You have to realize the market right now is totally packed and saturated. And in order for you to stand out, you're going to have to be unique. And in order to be unique, you can leverage your authentic self. It will make life so much easier. You will feel empowered and you will be ready to get out there and market your business. So make sure you get registered right now for the training. Scroll down in the show notes right now. There should be a little link in there. And you can also go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe, V-I-B-E, because you're about to discover your authentic marketing vibe in the training. I can't wait. So anyways, make sure you register for that training. You will get the replays. If you can't be there, they'll be available for about a week. Okay. And then you will get the printables and you will be entered to win a super cute prize. So make sure you get registered now. I can't wait to see you on Wednesday. We're going to kick this off. It's the first time I've done this training officially, not inside one of my programs and outside to the public for free. So make sure you register and I'll see you on Wednesday, May 1st.
Well, hello, I'm Kimberly Brock, and for the last 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. And so now I'm on a mission to help other women just like you do the exact same thing. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started. Well, hello, it's Kimberly. It's episode 78, and I'm so glad that you're here today because I'm talking with you about these seven things that really make up good business owners. Now, there's a whole bunch more than this, but I'm focusing on these seven today because I know all of you are newer business owners and you just need to know, like, can I do this? Can I actually make this happen? Do I have what it takes? I'm going to list out these seven things today. And by the end of this, you're going to see that yes, you can be a successful business owner. You can be an awesome business owner. And I'm so excited. If you are new here, I'm so glad that you've found this podcast because it's going to be so helpful to you as you start and build your new business. Make sure right now you hit subscribe. If you're an Apple Podcast, whatever player you're in, hit that right now because you don't want to miss out on any future episodes that I'm dropping soon to help you build your business right. And also, I have some free downloads and tools for you. Just scroll down right now. I've even got a 16-step checklist. I have a guide there that if you're trying to figure out your business idea and really nail that down, it's a tool that can help you do that. Make sure you grab those below. And if you've been listening a while, thank you. My listeners are the best. Y'all are amazing. I get all these sweet messages in my Facebook group and private message, and the reviews are just so heartwarming. And I just thank you all so much for taking time to share your gratefulness. And just, I want you to know this right now, that I make a conscious effort now all the time in my life. Not that I didn't do this before, but now I'm just really conscious about telling people how much I appreciate and value what they have done for me, whether it's something paid, something free, something they've done for a child of mine or a friend or anything. Because you have shown me that grace, I give it to everyone else too. I pay it forward. And I just want to thank you all so much for reaching out. And if you haven't left a review, I would love to know your feedback on this podcast. You can hit the 5-star rating right now. If you're an Apple Podcast, for example, just scroll down, hit 5 stars, takes 1 second. Or if you have like 30 seconds or a minute to leave a written review, it helps me so much. So thank you all so much. And I want to give a shout out today to my Just Start Academy members. Y'all are awesome. I've got a new crew that has come in and they are starting and building their new businesses. It's just so much fun to watch and I can't wait to see the progress that they make over the coming months. So, so exciting. So shout out to all my new members. Okay, thank y'all so much for being here. On to the episode. Hello, everyone. How are you? I hope you are doing well. I hope you have nailed down your business idea. I hope you've started your business. I hope you've started making your first sales. And I really hope that you are making money now on a consistent basis. But if you're not, don't worry. That's why you're here, because I'm trying to get you to that point, helping you see that this is possible for you. your business can happen. You're here for a reason. I truly believe you found this podcast because something caught your eye, something resonated with you, because you know that there is something more for your life. And I'm just so glad that you're taking these steps and you have had the fortitude to seek podcasts out and to seek learning and to use your resources and be resourceful, right? To make this happen. So today, I'm going to share with you the 7 attributes that make awesome business owners. And I'm sure that you're probably going to be able to check off all 7 and know that you are going to be an awesome business owner from here on out, okay? And I'm going to go through these so that you can kind of think about, too, those people in your life where you're like, OMG, they should not be a business owner. Like, that would not work for them. I can think of some people right now in my life, okay? But we won't mention them here, okay? But you can think about them. There's people you know, you're like, oh, they could not be a business owner, right? So here is how you know if you will be an awesome business owner, okay? So think about this. You see a need for something or have a passion for something that you know would be a really fun or impactful business. So you have a vision about something. Do you? I know you do. You wouldn't be here. You have a vision. You have an idea. There's something you want to turn into a business, or that you're turning into a business, or that you're selling right now. Okay. You saw a need or a passion. You had a vision and you took steps, right? That's the first thing of how you know that you're going to be an awesome business owner. Okay. Number 2, you yearn for something more in your life. You know that where you are today is not the end for you, that you have more ahead. There's more to pursue. There's more to accomplish. There's more you want to do. There's a difference you want to make. You know this. You yearn for more. You can think of people in your life that do not yearn for more. Now, some it's really sad because they really don't. And those people a lot of times can't even help themselves. But there's some people that legit are happy where they are. So just think about it. People you know that maybe work a 9-to-5, they have some kind of career that they enjoy. Maybe they totally love their career. They don't yearn to have a business. I can think of right now, my dad had an amazing career, worked in pharmaceutical sales, was a manager for a long time, made an impact on so many lives, the people that were under him and the physicians and doctors that he worked with. He is a light. He is a beam of light. He's the happiest person you know. He's outgoing and makes you feel amazing, right? He is happy where he is. Well, I guess where he was, because he's retired, but I'm sure he's very happy where he is today. Retired, right? My point is, not everybody yearns for more. They're happy where they are, okay? So don't hold it against them because they don't want to start a business, right? We just know that not everybody is meant to be doing this, right? So again, let's review. Number 1, you know that you'll be a great business owner if you, you know, see a need, have a passion for something, and you have this vision about it, right? Number 2, that you yearn for more. Number 3, you know that you can be an awesome business owner if you're ready to take on hassle. Yep, starting a business is a little bit of a hassle. I'm just going to be honest. It's like if you're remodeling a house, it's a hassle. But you know what? It's the things in life like that that are the most rewarding. And the same goes for your business. You're going to take on all this hassle of like, oh my goodness, I have to take on learning about business, learning what to do, learning software and tools, learning how to sell, learning how to deal with people. There's a lot of hassle that goes into starting a business. So if you are willing to take on hassle for this vision and this yearning that you have, the more power to you, because you're going to make it happen. You got to get over it. There's hassle when you start a business. And the good news is, when you make enough money coming in, you can hire people to help you to take all the annoying hassles away. And you can then focus on doing what you do best. And heck, if you're starting your business now and you have the funds, go ahead and start getting people to help you, or hire one person, hire a virtual assistant.
hire a graphic designer, hire somebody that can help you so you can focus on what you do best if you feel like it's too much of a hassle for you. There's a lot of ways that you can approach the start of your business, right? You can do it all on your own if you have the time. Like I have the time, I have no other job. This is all I do all the time. I'm obsessed with my business because I love it so much. And I'm obsessed with helping new business owners get started effectively and start making money. That's my obsession every day, all the time. A lot of you, like the ones that just came in the Just Start Academy, it surprised me. I didn't realize it that most, I don't even know, like 90% have other jobs. So they're busy, right? And they're taking on this hassle. And that's probably why they joined my Just Start Academy, because they knew, like, I don't have time to figure this out on my own. And I've never done this before. So I need help. I need to cut this time into like 10%. And I need to also start it right, because how are you going to know if you started right if you don't have help, right? So if you're ready to take on hassle, you can be an awesome business owner, because business is hassle and that's just the truth, but it's a good hassle, I think. Okay, the fourth thing is you have to be the type that is ready to hustle and grow this business. And some people don't like it when I say the word hustle. It's okay. You have to be ready to grind. Okay, some people don't like it when I say grind. Okay, you have to be ready to be totally active in your business as far as growing it. Okay? You have to be letting the world know about your business on a constant basis. And a lot of new business owners have a hard time with this. Some people are really good at it. Some people struggle with it, right? I was just thinking about too, like we had a new neighbor move in across the street and she lives next door to my friend. That's my neighbor. I call her the mayor because she knows everyone and about everything. So I text her all the time. Like, do you know who could do this for me? Do you know? I mean, she's like a Facebook group in a neighbor, in a friend. Right? She is the Facebook group, the ultimate Facebook group, because I can ask any question and I will get responses immediately. Right? And so I was thinking about the neighbor who's just moving in, doesn't know what she's doing, has no clue. And she just hit the jackpot because she just moved next door to the mayor, right? Who knows everything. So if this new neighbor coming in is ready to hustle and talk to her neighbor that's the mayor and start getting out in the community, she can get integrated into our whole community really quickly, right? If she hustles and does that. Or she can just sit at home in her house and she won't meet anyone and she's not going to be thriving. The same is for your business. You have to be out and about. Do I mean like physically driving and out and about? No, I mean the whole concept of out and about on whatever method you feel comfortable, whether it's social media, blogging, or, you know, if you're writing, if you're showing up on lives, if you are showing up in Facebook groups, if you are joining networking groups, whatever you're doing, right? Maybe there is local groups now coming back because COVID is hopefully starting to be on the decline here, right? So you have to be ready to hustle and grow. You do. That's just part of being a business owner. If you know people in your life that could never do that, do you agree? Like, I'm thinking of those people again. Like, there's no way they would go tell everyone that they, you know, have this awesome product or service. They won't. And I also know those same people would never want to take on the hassle of starting a business, right? They just would not want to. They're just happy where they are. Everything's good for them, right? Okay. And then another sign that you'll be an awesome business owner is that you actually are so excited about the difference the product or service that you offer can make in others' lives. You are so excited about it because that's me. Like, that's me. I told you I'm obsessed and I get super excited when I see people having aha moments in my coaching or in an academy or in a Facebook group, whatever it is. I get so excited, right? So what are you excited about for your business, right? And I'm thinking of all the different business owners that I've worked with and they're all different. They offer a wide variety from everything from trays to consulting services to personalized gifts to, you know, body products. I mean, it's just the widest range ever. And it's so awesome because it's everyone taking their unique passions and gifts and turning them into a business. That's what I love because it's taking who you are and they're taking who they are and they're turning it into a business. It's awesome, right? They're as unique as we each are, right? Okay. So if you love that thought of the transformation that you can make for people, then you're going to be an awesome business owner. Okay. Number six. The other way you know you're going to be an awesome business owner is you feel that you are a reasonable human and can deal well with people. You may not have the best people skills or the most outgoing personality. It's all good. But are you a reasonable human being? And you can be reasonable when something goes wrong. And you can make people feel good when they buy your products or services, right? If you can do that, you will be an awesome business owner because you can think of the experiences you've had where a manager or an owner was just not meant to be talking to people because they didn't know how to deal and they aren't reasonable humans. And you can think about people in your life that are unreasonable a lot of the time when things go wrong. And those unreasonable people don't know how to deal with bad situations very well. And with that, they're not going to make a good business owner. If that kind of person starts a business, they need to have somebody else be the front man so that people don't know because it can hurt their business. I'm not trying to be rude to people that maybe don't have the best people skills. I'm just saying it affects your business if you don't know how to reasonably deal with other people and if you don't make people feel good when they are a patron of your store or a restaurant or business or online store or Etsy store, right? And the seventh reason why you know you'll be an awesome business owner is because you want to do this. You want to take the steps. You are ready. You are ready to make this happen. You feel it. This is the time. You are excited and you're doing it. You've told yourself, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it. Or you told yourself, there's no better time than right now. Carpe diem. If that's you, you're going to be an awesome business owner because you've got your head in the game and you're working towards this goal to make this happen. I am so excited for y'all. Okay, I want to go through again, just really quick to remind you, summarize the seven ways to know that you'll be an awesome business owner. You have a vision for something, for this business, based on a need or a passion. You have it, okay? Number two, you yearn for more in your life. You can just feel it in your bones. You know there's something more for you and you want something more. Number three, you are prepared to take on hassle. You're ready to do it. It's just like if you're having a kid, you know that that kid is going to change your life. Or if you have a puppy, it's going to change your life. It's going to disrupt everything. But hey, this business doesn't even have to disrupt it as much as a pet. Because you can start it really small or you can go all in. It's whatever you want to do. It's like, do you want to adopt one dog or do you want to adopt five animals at the same time? Like, it's your choice, whatever you want to take on, right? Same for your business. If you're ready to take on the hassle, then you're going to be an awesome business owner. Number four, if you're ready to hustle and grow this thing, if you're ready to do this, it's in your head. You're like, I am going to be sharing this with the world because number five, you're so excited about the difference you can make or about the time you can save these people or the transformation you can make in their life or anything, whatever the result is of this person that you're so excited about. Like one of my Just Start Academy members, she makes handmade cards, right? Handmade like birthday cards and she's making all types of occasion cards. So think about that, right? She is loving this thought of people buying so that they can thoughtfully share their sentiments with people that they know and love, right? She's so excited about that, right? And if you're excited, whatever it is, okay, maybe you're a life coach, maybe you're a fitness coach, whatever, it may be on a broader scale that you're changing someone's life. Doesn't matter. You're just doing something that you're so excited about, okay? The sixth one is that if you are a reasonable human being and you can make people feel good, and not make people mad and not make enemies as you run your business. Now, side note, we could do a whole another episode. Not everyone 100% is going to be happy with what you offer. And it's okay, but you can still be a reasonable human being through the process and not make enemies, okay? If you're a reasonable human being and you know how to deal with people, you're going to do awesome. And the seventh thing is if you are ready to do this, you know now's the time, you're ready to take steps, then you are going to be an awesome business owner because you've got the motivation. You have it. I'm so happy you're here. And I just want to offer this up to you right now. If any of you are just starting your business, maybe you're struggling a little bit with the steps or things that you need to be doing. Maybe you're overwhelmed with all the information. You know that this business means too much to you not to start right. You can register for the Just Start Academy next session. All it is registering your interest. So make sure you check that out below. I do have one-on-one coaching, so I can do that. If you'd love to have personal help, I offer that and love it so much. And if you're kind of stuck in the business idea stage, you haven't nailed down your idea, I have a workshop that you can take that can help you just narrow this down so you can get it down to like one or two ideas. Because some people I meet, they're like, I have so many ideas. I don't even know how to narrow this down. That's why I created the workshop, just to help you like look inside yourself and try to figure this out and then try to match it with something that's actually a viable business. So that's it. You know, I'd love to help you. Reach out anytime. I have a contact form on my website. We can do a free consult call if you want coaching. I'd love to have you in my academy when the next session opens up. So that is it. I hope y'all have an amazing day. Just know, not everyone is cut out to be a business owner, but you are, for all these reasons that I listed below. You can make this happen. If you're here, I know that you can do this. You just got to take all these steps and you got to do it right. And yes, you too can make money doing what you love. Okay, that's it. Have a great day now. Bye.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.